So it, as far as the world developments go, as far as I see, I said this, that by the time we got to November, we would have ABC as a Supreme Court justice. I said one way or another, by the end of November, she would be there, and they did it before November. And I'm looking at what's happening in the American election, and I'm convinced that Trump's going to be in office. And the reason he's playing golf is so that when he stays in office, it doesn't look like he was hammering the podium. It doesn't look like he was a dictator shouting at everybody. He's just soft-handed. It looks like he didn't even do it. It'll look like other people did it. I think that this distancing Sidney Powell from his group, I think that that's strategic. I think that's to make it look like they're fighting when they're not. They never accused her of anything bad. They never said why. They never gave a reason. They never changed their song on anything. She's not changing her song on anything. They're not changing their song on anything. And I mean, it could just be another curveball that they're throwing. Trump is great and miraculous at curveballs. He always has been. Remember early in Trump's career, there was this argument that he was not going to be able to get along with Democrats and Republicans. And then he brought the leaders of the Democrats and the Republicans over to the White House, and he had them sit in his boardroom adjacent to the Oval Office. There's this long table boardroom. Usually the cabinet meets there. And, you know, the way it works is the president does not sit at the head of the table. He sits on one side in the center of this long board table. And his chair, I think, is an inch taller than the others or something like that. So they're here in this room in the White House. And typically the way those meetings go is the press comes in and they take their pictures, and then the press leaves, and then the meeting really starts. And they've got leaders from different parts of Congress all in there. I think Feinstein was in there. Several others were there. And here he's got Republicans on one side of him and Democrats on the other. And the press do their photo shot, and then the press don't leave. They just start their meeting with the press still in the room. So while the story in the news media is that Trump can't get along with Democrats, here the cameras are taking film of Trump having a peaceful get-along meeting with all the Democrats, completely contradicting everything that was being said in the media about him not being able to get along with Democrats. Now, he would play games like that constantly. He was masterful at it. And he is not golfing because he doesn't know what to do. No way. No, sir. If he really was leaving office, if he really believed it was over, he'd be doing something else. He'd be working so hard. But I'm convinced he's trying to play it cool. And Sidney Powell being out there, putting out all this evidence, saying we've got all these abilities, and then pulling her back, he's up to something. I honestly don't know what. On the surface, it looks like they're going to win, and he's trying to stay calm and cool. But I don't know that for sure. I'm not going to pretend to. But I do believe if he somehow doesn't win this election, Republican voters are going to be irate, and they could take over the country with a military revolt overnight. I really believe that's what will happen if he doesn't win this through a, we'll say, through a normal process. Like, it's got to be done through court or through legislatures, etc. So, I'm looking at that, and I'm not worried. I'm not scared. And I believe something wild is going to happen. And in one of the things that I've always been learning week after week over here in Taiwan is that we don't know the times. We don't know what we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Even Jesus, in human form, as a human, Jesus did not have all the knowledge of God. He was operating with limited access of knowledge of the future. He said many times, even the Son of Man does not know, speaking about himself. I do not, not even I know the times or the seasons. We have power. We encounter situations that we are not expecting, and we're not going to know what they're doing, but that doesn't matter. And that's part of the whole point. We don't need to know what's going to happen. We have certain virtues and natural, morally guided responses to any surprise situation. And that's where we find out who we really are. And that's what shows, I guess, the awesomeness of God and creation, etc. So a friend, Enoch Olson, always used to say that when you have a glass of water sitting on the table and you knock over the glass of water, oil doesn't fall out. Oil doesn't spill. If you have a glass of water and it falls over, water's going to spill out because water is what's in the glass. And he used this illustration to explain that likewise in life, when trouble hits us, whatever's inside is what spills out on accident. Whatever comes out of us, our responses, our words, our actions, unplanned, unintended, that's what's really going on inside our hearts and minds. And if you want to be able to respond to situations well, surprises, etc., you can't try to plan everything out. You just have to fill yourself up with goodness so that goodness and kindness come out on accident when you're not planning it. And that's the gauge and test of who you truly are. And that's what we've got to spend our time preparing for. And that's the awesome part, is when we turn around and respond in kindness without thinking on accident. That's when we have some of the most kindest things that we ever say. The kindest acts of charity that we ever engage in are the ones that we don't plan. They just leap out of us. Likewise, when we're cruel and mean to people, it's the worst times come when we're rude on accident without thinking about it first. So I look at what's happening in these times. I don't need to know how this is going to turn out. I'm going to keep focusing on the road in front of me. Not based on history. I do believe that Trump is going to be staying in power one way or the other, either through some sort of a litigation court system, or he will be staying in power through an armed revolution, because the Republican voters are not going to have what looks like a political machine. Even if the election was fair, the Republican voters cannot accept that what is now on the Democratic ticket. They can't accept it. And frankly, the Democrats can't accept it either. We are headed towards a major conflict. But wherever it goes, I'm not worried, because I'm happy and I'm living a life of strength and inner calmness and an inner self-controlled sense of personal power, not domination over others, but power within my own choices and in my own happiness. And really, you know, when you think about it, something that's I've also seen in some of my friendships developing in different parts of the world is I'm developing some very close friendships with people, several different people. And it's always about not pretending. That's what the point was this week at my PDT blog earlier in the All podcast. We have our best moments when we just let people see who we really are. Don't be afraid to let people see who you really are. That's really what's going to get us through what's ahead, is to just not be afraid of anything. We don't have to be stronger than everybody, but we've got to be able to be calm in the moment and willing to take a courageous step and do what we can in the moment. And if we do that, ain't nothing going to hurt us. Ain't nothing going to stop us. We could suffer some falls. We're all going to die sooner or later. But for the most part, I think that whatever our circumstances are, we're going to come out on top far more than anybody could have guessed if we just take a big breath and be ourselves. That's been my week anyway. See you next.